my playful people. Welcome to your Monday mic drop moment, aka your workday playdate snack, shorter than your coffee break and sweeter than your Sunday scroll. Okay, I'm Erin Deal, your chief play officer, and today we are flipping your Monday on its head with something I know you need: how to bring play into your personal relationships, especially when things feel tense, tricky, or totally stuck. Because let's be honest, no one teaches us how to fight funner, okay? But guess what? Today, we're going there. True story, I once tried this hack that I'm going to tell you today, and it's called the silent scene hack, spoiler alert. And I tried it after a argument with John, my husband, and let's just say it was a dumb argument. It was about like socks or something. And I have to tell you, it worked so much better than a 30-minute debate. So here's the deal. Let's paint a picture. You're in the middle of your workday. You've got 5 Slack messages, 2 back-to-back Zooms, and a to-do list that might be doubling as a novel. And your brain is still stuck replaying the "why can't you put your socks in the hamper" conversation. Sound familiar? Now you're expected to be productive. You're supposed to be pleasant. You're supposed to show up and be present in all of these conversations. And our body and our brain goes, nope. Because when things are off at home, everything feels off, especially at work. So what do we do? How about we play through it? Because here's the thing. Play dissolves power struggles. It reconnects. It disarms. And most importantly, it reminds us that we're all on the same team. So here's the improv hack you have never heard before. It is called the silent scene, and it's the one I was just referencing. Here's how it works. It's just like it sounds like, no talking. The next time you're in a rut with your partner, I want you to pick an everyday task like doing dishes, folding laundry, feeding the dog. But I want you to do it in complete silence, using only exaggerated mime and over-the-top facial expressions, like you're at a silent movie. Think LaSalle Ball meets Mr. Bean. And I'm saying this with a smile on my face because even just the picture of it makes you laugh, right? The rule is you can't speak. You just play. I want you to try it out, and I want you to prepare to surprise yourself when laughter sneaks in like an unexpected guest at a tense dinner. So imagine you and your husband are in a rut, and are you and your partner, I say husband because that's my life experience, you and your partner are in a rut, and you say, okay, I'm going to do the silent scene, and I'm going to be real over the top. And if you haven't seen Mr. Bean, like if you just want some comedy in your life, everybody knows Lucille Ball. I hope you know Lucille Ball. Mr. Bean is a mime, and he just does like the most outrageous physical comedy. So doing this not only is going to make you laugh, which is like part of the whole point, it's also going to make your partner laugh. And then through that shared joy, you can find common ground. So it works in so many ways. Number one, it resets your nervous system. Number two, it's going to interrupt tension with laughter, and laughter just always breaks the ice. And number three, it gets you back in sync because laughter brings us back together without needing to process every emotion that very second. A lot of the times when we're fighting, we're triggered by things that have come up before. And so it does take a lot of work to process. And I'm not saying don't feel and don't process, because I'm very, very, very big fan of doing that. I'm just giving you an example and a hack that you can use in the moment to create connection, to get back to normal, to then be able to process later. Got it? So if that tickled your improv taste buds, I just want you to wait for this week's full episode. It is episode 295, and it's called Play More, Fight Less: The Secret to Happier Relationships. We really haven't done an episode on this show about relationships, so this episode is so fascinating, and it's featuring improv powerhouses Greg Tavares and Amber Nash. You know Amber as Pam from Archer, and Greg is the founder of Theater 99, a really amazing improv theater here in my hometown of Charleston, South Carolina. They are dropping gems on how play can transform conflict into connection. And trust me, you don't want to miss this. And just so you know, this bite-sized snack is brought to you by Improve It. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. And our newest interactive workshop, Working Through Uncertainty. It's a 2-hour improv-based experience to help your team adapt, pivot, and thrive when life throws curveballs. Now, we can do this workshop for up to 50 people in a virtual session and up to 100 people in person. It's our newest offering, and it packs a big punch. Because whether it's your boss, your boo, or your own brain, you got to know how to work through uncertainty with grace and play. Okay. Take a deep breath with me, my peeps. It is time for your weekly affirmations. I want you to inhale playfulness, exhale tension. Let's do that again. Inhale playfulness, exhale tension. Let's get grounded. So, 3 quick affirmations to guide you through your week. Number 1, I'm allowed to laugh even in hard times. I'm allowed to laugh even in hard times. Number 2, I choose connection over control. I choose connection over control. And number 3, play is powerful. I'm playful. Play is powerful. I am playful. So, here we go. There's no pressure to share these next journal prompts. This is your secret sauce for fun relationships. So as I give you these prompts, I want you to take these into your day, scribble them in your notes app, but really think through these next 3 questions. Number 1, when was the last time I truly played with my partner or somebody I love? When was the last time I truly played with my partner or someone I love? Number 2, what might shift if I brought more silliness into our serious moments? What might shift if I brought more silliness into our serious moments? And number 3, what's one playful ritual we can try this week just for fun, not for fixing? What's one playful ritual we can try this week just for fun, not just for fixing? That's it. That's your snack, my friends. I want you to remember that play isn't just for the playground. It's for the laundry room, the living room, and the boardroom, too. I said boardroom, y'all. Mm-hmm. So go out there, and I want you to mime those dishes, love louder, and don't forget, every day is a play date, and every fight can be flipped with a little fun. Now go make somebody laugh. You might just save your day and your relationship. I'll catch you Wednesday.